Let's do it. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 199 and it's the second part of the Hauntology series, and it is History Screws You Up.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is the second part of the Hauntology series. Well, part two of two, so it's not really a series then, is it? There's a second part. And that was, of course, the wonderful War Paint, another one that's going to be at the Coachella, who I'm looking forward to seeing, and very, very good album. Unlike the Best Coast album, which I bought the Best Coast album because it had Boyfriend, which is a good track, and it had Kittens on the cover. That's double win, but actually the rest of the album's not very good. And that was Undertow by War Paint, which has been haunting the radio, and I love that sound. I love that sound a lot. And this is the show which is called History Screws You Up, which is for several reasons. One is the definition of not sound, a definition of the fact that Hauntology is actually from Jacques Derrida. It's too early in the show to start talking about Ponzi French philosophers, isn't it, really? But Derrida, whatever his name, maybe a lot of people deride him, I know. And I think it's Fuyama wrote he came up with the concept of Hauntology and the idea that we're approaching the sort of the end of history, because democracy is the last sort of stage of the it's all very pre-millennial, and yes, it was all done in the 90s. It all sounds quaintly pre-millennial now, you know. It's all like, imagine people going, oh, year 2000, oh, comet is coming, oh, hail bop, oh, end of the world. It's all a bit like that. And this is admittedly from the Wikipedia and a little bit of reading, but not really properly read his stuff, so it might be bullshit. But it is about the idea that it is the end, as history as history's coming to an end, it haunts back to a sort of a previous nostalgia. Hence why Simon Reynolds picked up the phrase and sort of reimagined it for music, because a lot of the music he was talking about is sort of referring back to the 90s and the 80s or further, as we will hear later in the show. And I think it's an interesting concept, but also the idea of end of history, which was in Fuyama's, I think, the Japanese guy's book, which was extending the whole, Derrida, however you pronounce its theories, the end of history, which is all sounds very dramatic and doesn't actually make sense, but as long as there's people, there's going to be history. In fact, animals will probably create history. It's, you know, they probably record it in different ways. You don't really know. So, and the other reason is because I went to the High Society exhibition at Welcome, with two L's, the Welcome Collection in Euston. And it was very good, very recommended. I highly recommend it. And of course, I was reminded of the horrible Heroin Screws You Up campaign in the mid-1980s that totally failed because it invented the concept of heroin chic, because they all looked very thin and quite beautiful, even though they looked ill but gaunt, and actually found the teenagers wanted to be like them rather than being appalled at their what they look like. So yes, history screws you up. And also went to see the Peter Blake exhibition, which was at the Outsider Art exhibition at the Museum of Everything in the White Ghetto of Pimlico. Primrose Hill, which is, again, North London. And all very strange. In the background, you're hearing Bellbury Polly from An Ancient Star, from an album of things that should sound like they should be bed music from the 1960s or 70s, but they're modern, from the wonderful Ghostbox label, which we'll talk about in a bit, but we're going to start with a track by DeLorean. And this is Stay Close by DeLorean. And I like it very, very, it's from the album Sobiza. We'll be right back. This is Paradise City by Blondes, and it's Mighty Fine it is too. It seems to be what's it doing in time with music? And the ticking sound in the background is not a bomb, it is my oven. Yes, how ready one am I? I'm actually talking about my oven. But yes, it's kind of like a I don't know, this is a crossover into almost like club music, but sort of like slow disco, rave, I don't know, it's a real, you know, that whole sort of euphoric thing has been going for a while with new disco. you know, and sort of so seems to be blondes of, I don't know if they are chill wave, I don't really care actually. And then before that was, if I scroll down, scrolly down, was Dancing in Slow Motion featuring Shannon Funches, I hope I pronounced that right, by Teen Girl Fantasy. And I mentioned that track in the last show, and I thought, oh, I really must play that. So I am. It is a mighty fine track, and I just love, it's from the album 7am, which is new shizzle, or 2010 shizzle, and highly recommended. I just love her voice. I don't know, it's not often I actually hear someone and go, wow, that's a voice, and that she's one of those. Oh dear, see, I'm getting all phlegmy without, you know, getting all blob phlegming without actually eating. Usually it's eating that does this. Then before that was Stay Close by DeLorean. I hope you enjoyed that. So we're now going to play a track from, because I said I was going to talk about Ghost Box, because I think it was Ghost Box and a few other things like that actually provoked the whole hauntology thing from Simon Rails. I'm not actually, I've been a lazy person, I've not actually gone and found the article from 2005, he mentions it, but certainly I think that was one of them. And The Wire has been going on it like crazy, so, you know, it's like The Wire has been sort of backing the hauntology thing, and other blogs have been backing other ones, and it's all kind of war of the words, really. And stop and listen, just enjoy the music rather than try and put your little flags down of, oh, I invented this word. This just sounds like the whole kind of like nightmare that was around naming mashups, bastard fault, then bootlegs, and then everyone go, oh, I hate that term, and then eventually mashups, and then the prompt, the name got nicked by other things. Sigh. So anyway, Ghostbox are from Godalming of all places, a place I know very well. And the reason why I discovered this is that I was looking through, and I found this thing saying Welcome to Godalming, and I was like, it's this EP called Welcome to Godalming, and I was like, what the hell. Thinking, and the PR fluff around it was about basically putting the whole of the sleepy small town and using it as inspiration for these tracks, these ambient tracks of a very sort of 60s, 70s sort of library music bent, as per the what I played earlier, the Bellbury Polly music, which you might hear a little bit later on. So this is In Ohm the Lake, which, if you know Godalming, is in itself a pun, because there was a place called In on the Lake by Mordant Music. And it was set up by two people who I can't actually remember at the moment. I know one of them is the person behind Bellbury Polly, and I don't think the other one is the Mordant Music. I think he's another act on there, but I think he might be the advisory circle, which is the ones that work with Broadcast. So there is, it does come full circle, which is how I kind of knew of them, because I'd heard of this last album that Broadcast did with, I think it was the Advisory Circle. Yeah, it was. And that is a very strange album. It's all kind of loads of sort of what sounds like odd radio transmissions. It's getting into the electronic voice phenomena, which reminds me, another exhibition I saw, I went to the, there's like a best of exhibition at the Camden Arts Centre, and I saw Susan Hiller's wonderful Magic Lantern, which is the first time I ever heard, I think I even mentioned it on the show at some point, what's called EVP, which is Electronic Voice Phenomenon, which is supposed to be spooky recordings of the dead. And she took bits from an audio documentary about that. And it's all very, you know, it's all very strange. But then she projected like early cinematography. She actually projected all these, had three slide projectors, and they're projecting all of these circles to create different colours. It's a wonderful piece. I think it's one of the first times I came to the area. I think the first time I came to Camden Arts Centre was to see that exhibition in 2000. And also, in that as well, was a wonderful exhibition by Matthew Buckingham, and it's about Le Prince, who is the person who invented photography and then promptly disappeared on a train. And that was also linking into the whole sort of early cinematography thing. So I recommend that. It's on at the moment. It's like a best of the last, I don't know, 30-odd years. So anyway, I'm going to play this track by Mordant Music, and it's In On The Lake. I can see that. I see it in my head, what, in on the lake. Partly just because it mentions Godalming, I'm just a bit strange like that. But also, it does sort of name check. Well, name check in audio sense, audio check, sound check, not really. Lots of influences I like from sort of a Radiophonic Workshop and stuff like that. So I hope you enjoy. And you just been hearing the background, Maybe I Don't Know What You Want by Jax Green from the Night's Looks compilation. Very nice.
You were looking at a motion picture captured by light, recorded by electric impulse. I did all this, said all this actually months ago. What you were watching is only a recording. I did all this, said all this actually months ago. What you were watching is only a recording. 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 Only a recording.
Thank you.
That was the excellent track ending, The Errors' last album, which is called Beards. Sorry, with my reputation, I have to play a track called Beards. It's in the contract. And in the background, you're hearing Isan with Betty's Lament. But yes, and then before that, we went a bit hippie. We all went a bit sort of rocketing into space there, and we'll do so even more a little bit as well. Yes, dangerously prog, I know, a little bit, but hey, I like Mogwai, and Errors reminds me of Mogwai with synthesizers, and they're on the sound on their label, Rock Action, so it's all just a bit too circular, but it does work out in the end. Then before that was Emeralds with Does It Look Like I'm Here? Does it look like I'm here? Am I bothered? from Does It Look Like I'm Here? The album. And then what is it with question marks and album covers? They always look like a little bit impertinent and a bit strange. But that album isn't impertinent and strange. Well, it might be strange, but certainly it's a very good album. Oh. Yeah. I don't know what's happening there. I think that was the kettle. I've been cooking and DJing at the same time. That kind of works easier with an ambient set, definitely. Then before the Emeralds was 10 Tricks Point Never with Memory Vague. That's from the Memory Vague album, which I think is from the DVD that I played. I played one of the tracks at the end, and that's from the same DVD. I still haven't managed to download the DVD. It's one of these things that you can't get a copy anyway. Even if I wanted to, you can't actually buy a copy. It's one of these things that's sort of like, there's about 100 or 500 copies ever done. So it's not like I'd happily buy it. It looks really interesting and I'd happily buy it, but I don't know of anyone who has a copy. It's one of these things, you have to have known about it in 2009 or whatever it was, and it's never a copy ever to be available ever again. Then before that was Cross, Double Cross Cross, otherwise known as Rituals, with Ritual with ZZZ, no, 3 Zs, with the snappily titled Right Arrow, Triangle, Left Arrow, basically in, shall I say, witch speak, in witch house speak, that I think is Ain't No Mountain High Enough, because it's actually taking samples from I was going to say Donna Summer. What am I talking about? Thingy in the Supremes. What's the name? I've forgotten the name. I keep thinking Donna Summer from Now. Crap. But basically, it's Ain't No Mountain High Enough. But yeah, everyone's probably shouting. Oh, no, you probably can't be bothered. I wouldn't be. What's her name? Diana Ross. Why do I think Donna Summer? It's very strange. It's Diana Ross, and I don't know if it's Diana Ross on her own or if it's just the Supremes. But basically, they took the vocal. I love the way it's like this sort of the ghost of Motown. The ghost of Motown past. And then before that was The Visions of Irie, this is by Jamie Saft versus Mertzbow from the Mertzdub album. And I mentioned, sorry, I keep banging the cable, it's very naughty of me. It's from the Mertzbow, I mentioned Mertzbow in the last one, because there's a lot of this drone stuff going on. And the Mertzdub was amazingly a dub album by Mertzbow with this Jamie Saft person, and what they did is they played the classic sort of postal service type sort of tune tennis back and forth, and what happened is they took the tunes and he took the sort of noise tunes and dubbed it up, and then they sort of went back and forth. So it's sort of quite an interesting combination. It goes sort of starts off dub, and then it goes really into some real noise, and then it sort of gets dubbed up again. So it's basically, it sounds like taking dub reggae and just stretching it as far as you can go and seeing what breaks. And that was 1995, and I said I'd play a couple of tracks which I think are, I don't know whether they're direct influences, but certainly I hear similarities with all of this shizzle I've been talking about the last two shows, and I hear that in that definitely. is dubbed there, but also the noise aspect, or noise drone stuff. Then before that was In Own the Lake by Mordant Music from Study Series 3, Welcome to Godalming. I would add a yaw to that, but that's just me. You're very welcome to Godalming. Very strange, but I like that. So it just sounds like a soundtrack to one of those old Super 8 or 16mm 70s movies. You know, those little kind of like strange instructional things. And that's what they do. That's what Ghostbox do with Advisory Circle, Bellbury, Poly, Modern Music. And is the Focus Group, I think, is another one as well. I think the Focus Group is the other one. And I didn't bother to look up who they are. And I know one's called Jop. And I can't remember the other guy's name. But yes, it's one of these things where it's kind of strange to have something other than, of course, Genesis, who studied at Charterhouse, to actually have something that isn't that is musical and interesting. And what I love is that it's Julian House, I've just looked up. He actually does the covers, like old Penguin paperbacks, which I really like. And it's Jim Jop, yeah. This is the guy. Echoed vocals. They're great, aren't they? But yes, so I just find that really interesting. But also, this is Godalming link freaks me out in a very strange way. So I'm going to play, we're going to go a bit droney. I'm going to play another track by 10tricks.never because I can, and because you must listen to the Returnal album and the Riffs album and anything you can get from 10tricks.never because it is amazing stuff, as is Errors, as is iSand, actually. I didn't know about iSand until I started researching Hauntology and it came up on someone's list. I'd heard of them. I think I'd heard a remix or something on Warp, but I never really heard any of their stuff. I like it. It is very 90s, though. There's kind of a theme here, sort of early 90s sort of trance stuff, coming back to the sort of the ambient Trans Europe Express compilation type stuff. Anyway, this is Where Does the Time Go by 10tricks.never. That was Shaitan, otherwise known as Satan, by Aisha, otherwise known as Fatima Al-Qadiri, from Kuwait. And she's been remixing things like the track I played earlier, Dancing Slow Motion. She did a remix of that. So she's sort of mostly a videographer. A videographer, performance artist, performer, but she does music, and music's very good actually. And it's certainly and definitely in the sort of chill wave, witchy housey arena. Some of it's more electronic than that. It does make me think it's a little bit like, you know, the first time you actually go and use a voice changer. You always make those whistly noises, don't you? You always sort of make all kinds of weird whistly noises and change your voice and go up and down and see what strange noises you can make. But that is very, very haunting. And then before that was The Caretaker, otherwise known as VVM, and his other guys. What's his name? I've forgotten his name. James Kirby, I think, isn't it? Yeah. And that. It's weird, when I first heard it, I immediately went, Shining Ballroom, and apparently according to the Wikipedia page, it might be absolute bullshit, but according to the Wikipedia page, it is actually inspired by that scene in The Shining with the track that's called Home by the Henry Hall Orchestra, and it's echoing through the room. That's an amazing scene, and when I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, haunted ballroom. And it is. And that's False Memory Syndrome from his Persistent Repetition of Phrases album, which was, when was that came out? Oh, it is 2008, so it is newish, shizzle. 3 years, this last one. Then before that was Philip Jeck, because I'm not saying Philip Jeck is hauntological, though I would say he is, actually. He has that sort of hauntology vibe about him. It's all going, I'm all going deaf in one ear. What's going on? Maybe I just am going deaf in one ear. That would be rather upsetting. No, it's these headphones. What Philip Jeck does is he is a composer and an artist, an installation artist, and he takes loads and loads and loads of records and he sort of gets them to loop, and he lays them. He basically gets them to play at the same time and sort of changes the pitch or puts tape on them to make them loop and that kind of thing, and gets them to loop again, you know, and creates these sort of massive sort of drones or sort of sound works. And certainly the stuff that's coming out from, you know, 10 Trix, Point Never and Emeralds and whatever certainly owes a very, very, very big debt to him. I mean, there's loads and loads and loads, there's millions and millions of drone artists that I've forgotten many of them. I've gone to there's those kind of I've got several CDs from many exhibitions I've been to of sound artists, but Philip Jeck was the first name that popped into my head when I heard specifically The Caretaker stuff and the 10 Trix, Point Never. I was like, ah, Philip Jeck. And that goes out to Matt, whoever I'm working at the moment, AKA, because he mentioned it last time I was there, and it kind of like this, he kind of like put that in my head, I think, and then suddenly when I heard it, I was like, oh, Philip Jeck. And that was a track called Wholesome from the album 7. And then before that was 10 Trix, Point Never again, was Where Does the Time Go from Returnal. And in the background, you're hearing Erskine Ridge by The Errors, and as I said before, good album. Very, very good album. Apparently they're very good live. I'd like to check them live, but I don't think they're doing Coachella. I'll just check the list, but I don't think they are. So we've reached the end of the show, and you can find out more by going to Tim... if you go to tim at radioclashblog.com, you won't get very far, because it's an email address. Yes. By going to www.radioclashblog.com, and you can contact me at tim@radioclashblog.com. Don't forget, if you're going to send me demos, and I must remember to set up that address before I do this, because that would not be funny, but I will do, send them to demos@radioclashblog.com, or you can use the contact form or the other address, but make sure it specifically says demos for Tim in the subject line, and does not look like a PR spammy type production, because otherwise I will just go, ooh, here's more spam, because I get loads of record label spam. I really wish I hadn't. Somebody years ago asked me, I think several people have asked me, if I want to be in the indie podcasters or the record labels handbook or something, and I said yes, and it was a bit like signing up for the National Geographic. It was like, ooh, which I hadn't done that one. So I mean, it has its advantages. I just got an email from Ninja Tunes, which was nice. But look at me, which probably everyone and their dog has got. But it would, yes. So I'm going to end on as soul two shows have been dedicated to Trish Keenan. I'm going to end on a broadcast track, and this is probably my favourite track from my favourite album of theirs, which is Work and Non-Work, which actually was their best albums, or a compilation albums, ironically. And it's actually a collection of their early stuff, and I like early stuff up to about 2000, and that ends very abruptly, till about sort of 97 to 2000-ish, 2001, I really love it. So it's a track called Lights Out, and I'll speak to you soon.
Just to wave goodbye.